This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Alan, Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. It's 5:01. It's a Thursday. It's great to have you with us with the Eddie Scazzeri. What is up? And across from me, his name is Al Jose Dukes. What's up, man?
Good morning, Jerry. I was just going through Twitter before the program began, and I was reading about this congestion pricing and all that stuff about New York City, and our New Jersey people are fighting for us, Jerry, our New Jersey politicians.
Good luck.
They're trying to not get... And then I saw this of our... So this would be like if you were in Manhattan below, I don't know. 60th Street during prime time, they'll just like zap your easy pass.
$23.
With a $23 thing. So New Jersey's trying to help out their people like you and I and Mr. Eddie Scazzeri by saying, hey, if you come through the tunnels or the bridge, you should get a credit for that, that sort of thing. The other thing the New Jersey politicians have said is, businesses, how about open a New Jersey office? That would be awesome.
I agree.
What about that, Jerry? The Odyssey.
We've said this for how long? I want to go to Secaucus.
Odyssey, man. New Jersey. Secaucus, no. We'll go right south, more south, because it's going to be a satellite office. We'll set up in Eddie Scazzeri's basement.
We have satellite offices. They're called Zoom. We did them for two years.
Yeah, but what if we set up just a nice studio somewhere?
Fine.
Me, you, and Eddie go work there. We Zoom in Boomer and Geo.
I would sign up for that right now.
All right. Well, I'll get a print of the paperwork during the break, and you'll sign right up for that. And then we'll pass it on to the head honchos at the Odyssey.
Forget Twitter. Did you read any of the stories about the congestion pricing?
I did. I read the entire NJ.com.
It looks like overnight we're going to be hit with an $8 charge. Well, it's $8 to $23. Low end would be for overnight hours.
For $8, an additional $8.
That's what it looks like.
8 times 22, Jerry, which is in a month we come here 22 times.
That now, I'm already like spending $9.75 a month to come to work.
Plus, we're going to have to start paying the squeegee guys once we get in and stop at a red light.
It's just
because they demand money as well, Jerry.
It's too much.
A squeegee guy.
It's frustrating.
I wouldn't mind a squeegee guy if they used clean water, because my windshield does get dirty, especially the back windshield. I would pay a squeegee guy, but they use terrible, filthy, dirty water. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
They're really not there to wash your windows, Al, just in case you weren't aware.
Which sucks.
They're there to beg you for money.
Yeah.
And in some cases, demand it.
The squeegee guys are getting very demanding that I've been reading.
Now, it's been awesome.
Luckily, I don't see any squeegee guys.
Geo has dealt with it.
Geo does see some squeegee
guys. I've seen them.
Yeah.
I will blow through a red light if they start to approach.
If there's a squeegee guy?
Correct. There's one spot specifically around the Lincoln Tunnel where they are.
Yeah.
And if they start to approach, I just go right through the red light.
What if I keep actual real Windex in my car? And when the squeegee guys come up, I go, I'll pay you, but you got to use this and then give it back to
them. How much you giving them? $5?
No, dollar. Oh, dollar a squeegee.
What is it? It ain't 1979, Al. A dollar?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Dollar squeegees. Not
I think if you offered him $5, he would do that.
Really?
Yes, I do.
That's
and then he
expensive.
Might take the bottle of Windex on
Jerry,
you.
Congestion pricing. Now I've got to pay a $5 squeegee fee. Now I'm buying Windex every day because the guy's stealing my Windex when he does, or taking it to use for other cars.
Yeah, no kidding.
My clean Windex.
New York sucks, man. I'm sorry. It does.
You hear that, New York?
It does.
New Jersey.
There's a guy.
Number one.
I know. I think Eddie saw him, and I feel bad. Don't get me wrong. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying.
All right.
but there was a guy picking through the garbage across the street when I pulled up this morning.
Yeah.
It's one thing to pick through the garbage. He was tossing it all over the place.
So he didn't care where he was putting it.
No.
Do you still get money for recycling cans and bottles?
You must, because I've seen many people pulling the carriages and the long sticks with the bags attached to them. So there must be, yes.
There must be something.
Yes, I would think so.
Well, that's fine. Maybe they're picking through that, but you can't throw the garbage
in the
street.
No, but the trash was everywhere.
Yeah.
Like all over the place.
They must see some wild things when they're going through trash in New York City.
Speaking of that, it was Jumanji in my backyard yesterday.
Oh, you had a bunch of animals?
If I didn't see a giraffe, that would have been good. Raccoon.
Okay. During the day?
Yeah, about 6 o'clock, and it started hopping around in the back part of the backyard.
Is that right?
One of its legs was not working.
Oh, no.
What am I supposed to? It's clearly under the shed.
Torn ACL on that raccoon.
Along with a groundhog, and apparently the groundhog had sex and had some other groundhogs. What do you do with this?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
You call exterminator. They'll relocate it.
An exterminator's not going to relocate it. They're going to kill it.
No, some of the exterminators relocate.
Well, I paid $500 for a couple of cages a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to trap the groundhogs and then relocate them.
Okay.
$500. I had the cages there for 4 days. Every piece of bait they put in, nothing happened.
Nothing worked.
Thanks for your $500. They still live in there. So I don't know what to do. Honestly, I have no idea what to do. Hmm. Like, oh, it's brutal, man. It's just awful.
No, you need, Jerry, a cat of some sort, a couple of stray cats.
I have two cats. They're not going out of the house, though.
Put them out there.
Does a dog do anything for that, Eddie?
Sometimes a dog will scare animal.
Like if I've got, let's say I have a husky, because I love Siberian Husky. I love those dogs. Let's say I got one of those, and that's roaming the backyard every day. Is that enough to deter them from living in the backyard?
Groundhogs, raccoons, yes.
Really?
More groundhogs than raccoons can be fierce, and they will fight.
Oh, that so, I don't want.
Not one with a hurt
foot,
though.
I want them to go away.
And groundhogs will back down from a dog. Raccoons might go, unless, you know, the dog is totally huge, it might go at them.
Jerry, I don't want that.
Jerry, you need a couple of Doberman Pinschers.
I like the husky. I don't want a Doberman Pinscher. I also don't want dogs. I got two cats. So, like, what happens? All right, there's a question for you. Let's say I bring in a puppy husky, baby.
You should be good with the cats, like introduce them.
Yes. I'd be all right. Because here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to get a puppy, and then I have to get rid, you know, it doesn't work, and I got to give up the, I'm not getting rid of the cats. They've been with us for years. I don't want to bring that puppy in and then have to give it away in 3 weeks because it ain't working out.
As long as the cats are established and they let the puppy know, hey, this is the way it is.
Until the dog grows three times their size.
No, but then it's ingrained in him, their family.
Got it, okay.
Now, listen, there are animals, there's no guarantees, but most 99% of cases.
What about this, Jerry? Could I interest you in a greyhound?
No, I don't want a greyhound. I don't want your dog.
Are you sure?
you try to get rid of this dog
which
way. I'm positive. And now I would borrow the greyhound to get rid of these animals.
Yeah.
So if you want like a weekend off, I'll be happy to put the greyhound in the backyard. We'll put a nice doghouse outside.
Yeah, just let her patrol out there.
She ain't coming in, though.
Oh, Jerry.
Well, I can't do.
She's an indoor dog. You have indoor cats, which I think would scare mice away from coming into your house.
No, we've had that. We've had that, too.
Yep. What?
Yes.
Mice are supposed to... I watched Tom and Jerry all these years. Mice get chased by cats right back into the walls.
They do get chased by cats, but it was 2 years ago, we had one that got in the house.
Yeah.
And the cats were chasing it all over the place, for sure. But it's not like they stay out of the house because there are cats. No.
So they sense there are cats patrolling, and they still come in the house.
Yep. Pretty much. Little field mice, little tiny things.
Yeah.
They look like gerbils, to be quite honest.
Is that right, Jerry?
They don't look like New York City rats, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, they're very small.
Very
small. Large tails.
Yes, exactly.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerry, let's talk baseball.
Why not?
The Mets are getting boring. They're so good.
They were
right,
and they take these leads early in games, and you feel like the other team, especially the Reds. At one point, Yeah, I think it was Gary said at one point, the Reds are basically out here just trying to get the hell to the plane to leave to get to Iowa.
They lose the Mets beating the Reds 10-2.
Yeah,
1 o'clock getaway game. By the way, that Vogelbach has a weird swing.
Why? He's a big guy.
He is a big guy, but he seems like
because he's a big guy.
But he looks like a guy who's batting lefty who should be batting righty.
Maybe he can do both.
Yeah, it just is weird. I mean, this is very effective.
As long as he keeps getting base hits,
yes,
fine.
Had three RBIs yesterday.
Do
that was impressive.
You do, and Tyler Naquin homered.
Who so I wasn't even aware who that was. I mean, I've heard the name. But where'd he come from, Jerry? He wasn't here at the beginning of
I'm
the
not
year.
Sure where. I know he spent time in Cleveland. I don't know where he was prior to this trade. I don't remember.
Cincinnati.
Is that where he was? He was in
all
Cincinnati.
Right.
But he was really good with the Indians. Remember he had that inside the park home run in like 2017 or 18. He got to be a little fired up. I remember that guy. I'm like, I like this guy. So it's kind of a good deal.
I love an inside the park home run.
Yeah, well, you don't see them. Did you see the guy, and you're wearing the St. Louis Cardinals t-shirt today. Did you see the guy in the Cardinals farm system had the home run cycle?
What do you mean?
I mean, he had in the same game, had a solo home run, a two-run homer, a three-run homer, and a grand slam.
What?
That's phenomenal. You didn't see this?
I know.
You didn't put that on the show sheet?
Where? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'll get the name for you. And I've never seen that before. I'm sure it's happened. I've never seen that before.
So he had four home runs in a game?
Yeah, well, he had for the
solo, the two-run, three-run,
run
four home runs.
Cycle. Let's see here.
Was it natural? Did he have a one-run?
Chandler Redmond. Four home runs in a game, a solo shot, a two-run shot, a three-run shot, and a grand slam.
Let's get him up. Bring
now,
him up.
Now, it says here on Twitter, who did not tweet out? No major leaguer has ever done this. How about that?
I'd bring this guy up immediately.
Chris Lopresti not signing out of Twitter. Dummy.
Let's tweet something.
Yeah, I don't know who they... Let's tweet something. What do you want to tweet?
Let's tweet, I've had it.
And, no.
But that's it. So we don't know what he's had it with.
No,
his job,
family. I'm not doing that. No.
The Yankees.
He's had his... No.
If he...
He's had his Twitter issues.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm posting that. That's not fair.
I've had it.
You want to tweet something like, roses are red, violets are blue, you suck. That's fine. I'm not... I've had it doesn't work.
I love when people are so vague when they do tweet. Like, just either tell us or don't tell us. Don't write, like, I've had it.
So give me something that I can write that's not going to get him in trouble.
How about this? This Al and Jerry show gets better every day.
That's fine. I like that. All right. This warm-up show with Al and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Gets better every day.
Okay. Done. Then he'll know it was us.
Yes.
Gets better every day.
Yes.
Hence
they should replace Carton and Roberts.
No.
Oh.
No, dude. Come on now. I'm not trying to get him in trouble.
Yeah, don't get him in trouble.
Done. Tweeted.
So, Jerry, that's now six straight wins for the Mets. Very impressive. Now, both Mets and Yankees
15
off.
17.
The Mets have won?
Yes. They're 15-2 in their last 17 games.
Yeah, that's impressive.
That is beyond impressive. That's a hell of a stretch. And not for nothing, but... You know, the Braves have won the last couple of games in Boston, so the lead's seven. The lead could be eight or nine, but the Braves have won a few games here. So, yeah, what they're doing is very impressive.
Yes, very impressive. Now, Mets are off tonight. The Phillies come to Citi Field.
Yeah.
Don't expect to hear from Mr. Keith Hernandez.
Yes.
He doesn't care for the Phillies.
Out. Yeah.
He's out.
Does that mean he's not going to Philadelphia next weekend?
I would think you'd rather, right, take that weekend off and work this three-game series, it's at home.
I couldn't agree with you more. Now, I don't know if there are any games. I'd have to look at the schedule. I know Saturday's game next weekend is at 1 o'clock because I already looked into tickets. I don't know about Friday. Friday could be, I'd have no idea. It could be an Apple game. Sunday could be an ESPN night. I don't know. But I'm with you. Take next weekend off and work at Citi Field this weekend.
So you're saying not this Saturday coming up, but the following Saturday, Mets are in...
Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're in Philly.
But the Saturday game's a 1 o'clock game?
I think it's 1 o'clock because I looked into it already.
And I think Keith might be going to St. Louis for the 40-year anniversary of the 82 team that won the World Series.
That's what I've got. This, I have a St. Louis 82 championship t-shirt on today.
I think that's this weekend. Not
that would be cool.
Sure.
I might go to that. Whitey Herzog will be out there.
So, yes, next weekend, they're in Philadelphia starting Friday night.
That's nice. A nice 1 o'clock game. on a Saturday?
TV and streaming. Let's see. Oh, no. SNY has it.
All right.
So definitely could have. Let's see. And then I said Saturday is the 1 o'clock game, correct? Is that
correct.
What I said?
That's what you said.
Yep. And then they are Sunday Night Baseball. No, they're not. They have a doubleheader
on
next Saturday.
Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday, 1-7.
Doubleheader.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Although Mets be sweeping doubleheaders lately, so.
Yeah, I know.
Take another two wins.
They've made doubleheaders boring, and then 1:30 on Sunday. And that's SNY. So, yeah, he could have worked.
Okay.
But he shouldn't, so whatever.
He doesn't care for you Philadelphia Phillies games. You don't play baseball.
At some point, though, like, he's going to be back in Philadelphia, and that's going to be glorious. Like, he'll have I actually think the fans will have fun with him there.
Yes.
Especially if the booth is kind of open and you can yell at him, and, like, that's kind of cool.
Until about the seventh inning when everyone's drunk, and then they start saying very mean things.
Well, yes, sometimes people get a little silly with the alcohol. That is very true. But you're right. The Mets have done a great job. 15-2 last 17. The new guys are working. They're pitching well. Taijuan Walker was good yesterday. Not great. He was good yesterday. And, all is good in Metland right
good.
Now.
Good.
They're better than the Yankees right now.
They are.
That's
And they beat the Yankees already twice.
No, I know. When is that coming up? Is that next week?
I think August or 2 weeks?
No,
I'll have to Google that.
I think it's 23 and 24
of August.
Something like that. It's coming up.
Okay.
It's coming up in a few weeks for sure.
Get another sweep this time in the Bronx.
Maybe the Yankees will sweep them. Who knows? Matt Carpenter, by the way, got good news. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay.
That on the show sheet?
No. Where are you getting your news from, Jerry, about this? This guy from the Cardinals minor league team hitting 4 home runs. Matt Carpenter getting good news.
The World Wide Web.
The internet.
The internet. Quick break. Very quick break. We'll come right back. We got Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.